And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It's lovely to be with you on this Sunday morning, and I'm so delighted to look across the desk and see before me Gerald Quigley and Luke Hines.
Wow, is Melbourne ready, Hinesy? Is it ready for you?
What a combination. And if you're waking up in Melbourne today where it's a little bit misty and moody, I hope that our three voices can brighten your day wherever you are, whether you're in Melbourne or all across Australia.
It's a gorgeous Sunday and it's lovely to be up and about and with you. Now, the three of us here happen to have significant Labradors in our lives.
I love that, significant Labradors. And I tell you what, they rule our lives because I don't want to speak for you both, but mine sleep on the couch, the bed, even up on the pillow. They own the home.
Oh, but what joy they bring, Gerald. Even your recalcitrant
Lenny.
Lenny.
Yes, Lenny.
I love that word.
Lenny and I are, we're walking together, I think, in a couple of weeks. So we'll probably get to know each other one way or another. One way or another, because we have been known to have a disagreement at the furthest point when basically he lies down and he says, I'm not going anywhere. Whatever you got in your pocket, I'll have some, thanks.
Yes.
Which you do. Gives you another 100 metres, and he does the same thing.
Oh, well, dude, but you just got to work with
the dog has got you in its back, I don't know, pocket.
It's a long time to get home.
But aren't we lucky to have the love of our pets, whether it is a Labrador or a cat, bird, horse, rabbit, whatever it is in your life, the animals that we have, they just bring so much joy.
They're so healing, Joe. If ever I've had a tough day, a tough week, nothing like holding or being with an animal can turn your headspace and your heart around.
It's true. So the focus of the top of our show is animals and the therapeutic work they can do with people. Because it's not just about, oh, you know, it's great to get out and walk your dog and it's great to have that company. But there is real therapy to spending time with our animals. So we're going to be talking about how they can assist with things like counselling, rehabilitation, learning life skills. It's such a great conversation. Melanie Jones, a psychologist and animal-assisted therapist, is going to be with us to talk animals and therapy. I can't wait for that conversation. Also, Gerald, it's alarming to know that kidney disease is on the rise.
One of these things that can, amongst others, Joe, that can sneak up on you, and the first thing you know there's a major problem is when your doctor says, you know, your creatinine levels are too high, means your kidneys are starting to fail, we've got to do something. And it can be a real issue. So that will be a good chat because I think kidneys just aren't they're not a sort of sexy organ that we can talk about openly because we just assume here are two filtration systems, Hinesy, that are working well, everything's ridgy-didge. As soon as your blood pressure starts to go up, it shows that there is a kidney issue.
Yeah, with the recent unfortunate passing of Tina Turner, it was brought to my attention that she was actually suffering from kidney disease and had a transplant herself. And again, it's one of those things that you hear about these certain buzz topics when it comes to the health space. And this is one that we really need to focus on because you can't always know the symptoms.
They call it the silent killer.
It's
what the term they use to refer to kidney disease because of the no symptoms. So, yes, a very important conversation. Professor Karen Dwyer, the Clinical Director at Kidney Health Australia, will be joining us to talk about early screening for kidney disease and adopting a healthier lifestyle. Gerald, we're going to be staying mentally fit with advice from you.
Keep our brains fit. We've got our kidneys functioning, Hinesy. We want our brains to function as well for as long as we can.
Look, it is a really big show, but look, I want to go back to the animals for a second. What do you think
surprised?
About the next time the three of us together bring our dogs to work, though?
Oh, I don't know whether Lenny would cope with that.
Not the three of them together.
No.
On their own, perhaps.
That would be chaos.
Our Daisy goes to work with my husband all the time, and she has a lovely time. She's everyone's best friend.
But... I don't think that's one of your better ideas, actually.
All righty. So 131-873 is our number. We'd love you to give us a call with any questions that you have to support your health. Both Gerald and Hinesy are here to help you with whether it's what to eat, a supplement to take, whether it's exercise or fitness, anything that you need assistance with. Call right now, 131-873. Next up, the role animals can play in our overall health.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Suvenate at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. 131-873 is our number. Give us a call if you have any questions to support your health. We'll get to those calls in just a moment. Also, maybe give us a call if you have a super dog or a magic moggy in your life.
Oh, I love that.
Because we're about to talk about pets and the joy that they bring, but also the therapy that our furry friends can bring. Animal-assisted therapy, indeed. Joining us on the line is Melanie Jones, a psychologist and professional dog trainer who is the director of Lead the Way Institute. Hello, Melanie. Great to have you on the show.
Good morning.
What is animal assistant therapy?
Well, it's really about incorporating animals into our treatment plans. So instead of just going to see your psychologist or your physiotherapist or your occupational therapist, you get to go along and see their animals as well. And I guess do the work alongside those pets.
Oh, I love when you say do the work, Melanie, because anything we're going through in our lives, you've got to feel it to heal it, and you've got to do that work. And I love your job. You know, you are me in another life, so hats off to you. I want to ask, what can you run us through some of the psychological and emotional benefits of this animal-assisted therapy?
Definitely. So when we're working alongside animals, and certainly I'll speak about mental health because that's kind of the area that I'm working in specifically. But what we're doing is that we're taking advantage of all of those feel-good benefits of having an animal in the room with us so that we can start to address, as you say, those, you know, feel it to heal it. But when we're in the presence of an animal, we're releasing feel-good hormones like oxytocin. We're experiencing a reduction to our stress system. So our cortisol goes down, our heart rate goes down. So we're much more able to tolerate those difficult conversations. We're able to have a higher threshold maybe than we would otherwise have had. We might feel more safe around the animal. The animals also allow us to work through some of the things that we're trying to deal with. So instead of just talking about things theoretically, maybe we can stand up and use our voice or go for that mindfulness walk that we keep talking about or practice those breathing exercises that we keep talking about, but we actually get to do them with the animals.
Melanie, psychologists have been in the news over the last few years, particularly with COVID and long COVID, post-COVID. At what stage in your psychology career did you think, you know, I think if we work with animals, we can get a far better outcome than what conventional psychologists do? What was the trigger that took you down that pathway?
So it was really fascinating. I was actually studying to become a dog trainer just on the side as a hobby. Mm-hmm. And I was working with a group of young men in schools, and they just kept talking about their dogs. And one of the ways that they came together as a group when we were trying to work was talking about their dogs. And so it suddenly occurred to me that perhaps this was an interest on which we could build. And that was, you know, over 20 years ago now, and that led me down the path to actually explore how we might be able to incorporate animals therapeutically.
Well done.
Melanie, we are obviously quite dog-obsessed in the studio this morning, but it isn't just dogs being used.
No.
There's both domesticated animals and farm-based animals. Can you run us through the different types that are used?
There are so many different species. So in our psychology clinic, for example, we work with small animals. So we've got dogs and cats and guinea pigs and, you know, some of our colleagues have rabbits and you know, bearded dragons and birds and stick insects and all kinds of things. And some of those more outdoor programs, so you might have heard about, you know, equine therapy. Lots of people go out to a farm, and there's a whole range of animals that might be on the farm. There might be the chickens, it might be goats or horses or donkeys. It could just be the birds living in the trees. When we go down to the nature reserve here, we watch the birds in the trees. So there's a whole range of ways that we can incorporate animals into our treatment programs.
Melanie, humans are tribes, aren't they? We've got footy teams mm-hmm. and we've got neighbours and all sorts of things. What role does just walking the dog, where you meet up with other people with dogs from a social connectivity perspective, bearing in mind now the clearly identified social disconnection, is actually so bad for your health?
Definitely. So I'm sure each and every one of you has experienced it. When you walk down the street by yourself, you're often ignored. People don't generally make eye contact. Mm-hmm. And yet when you walk alongside your dog, people will often look at your dog or speak to your dog. So that suddenly opens conversations. If you go down to the local park, you might start to go at a regular time. You start to create routine. You start to create rhythm, which is really, really good for our bodies and our systems. And again, we're starting to connect with other people. So we've got a combination of actually getting out there, which is something we need to be doing more of. We've got the feel-good hormones of having animals alongside us and making us feel connected and trusting. And we've got the rhythm and the routine that comes with being alongside animals. So all of those things are combining to create social connectedness in a way that you can't do through a screen. Mm-hmm.
I just love it so much, Melanie. I have to say I had a very beautiful cat for 19 years, actually, up until about a month ago, and she was my mental health. Like, I would just turn to her of an evening when I couldn't sleep. Yep. She was very valuable to me. But I think about the senior members of our community who may have to say goodbye to their pets if they're moving into residential care. We need to find ways to keep all senior members of our community connected with animals, don't you think?
Yes, absolutely, yes. So we know that those connections are really, really vital. We also know that it can increase the caregiving burden, you know, substantially for older people. And so there are some councils, there are some community organisations who assist with older people to keep their pets in home. They offer support to walk the animals and that kind of thing. So those services are really, really vital. And I guess the other thing too that we can do more of is some of those visiting services. So our team take all of our graduates about once a month to a couple of local nursing homes just to visit with the residents, have a chat, connect.
Love it.
Amazing work.
It's so
amazing.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for this chat, Melanie. We have loved it as dog lovers here. Of course, you can find out more about animal assisted therapy with Melanie at her website, leadthewayinstitute.com.au. Thanks so much, Melanie. You have a great Sunday.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Let's get to one quick call. Hi there, Luke in Mosman.
Morning, Luke. How can we help you?
Hi there. Yeah, just I'm a pet. Pets are like babies and humans. Clean up your poo after them. So
I agree with that.
Of course.
Besides that, I'm not getting much sleep.
Why is that happening, Luke? Are you a bit of a stress head?
Not stress, thinking, trying to concentrate on breathing.
There's a few things. Very hard to sleep and think at the same time. And one of the tricks of going to sleep is to develop a routine. And Heinz, you know, because you're just back from overseas, how important it is to have a routine that you try and stick to as closely as you can. So normally what we suggest, Luke, is set a time for bed about an hour or so before. Turn off all screens. It's like having your arm taken off, but turn off all the screens. Settle the lights down a little bit, get a book, get a cup of tea, bit of a snack. Magnesium is helpful. There's some magnesium sleep combinations around, but it's the routine that's the most important thing.
Yeah, that routine also comes into play when we talk about the temperature of the room.
Yes.
We actually can't have the room too cold or too hot.
No.
So be mindful about whether all your windows are closed or maybe they're all open, or have you got air conditioning on? Because that, like you said, Luke, you're focusing on trying to breathe. Breathing is our life force. It'll help us relax. It'll help us unwind. If you are in a room that is stuffy or too cold, that will be affecting you too. So be really mindful of the temperature.
What sort of little snack could Luke have? Just a cup of tea and a cheese and bicky or something?
Well, you just want to be mindful that you're not eating too close to bedtime because you just want to rest and digest.
Yeah.
But just a small snack like that. But avoid things like dark chocolate because they actually are a bit of a stimulant.
It's good for you.
Yeah, it's good for you, but earlier in the
day. What a spoil sport you are.
Well, that's me.
He loves chocolate, just not at night time.
Yeah, just not before you've got a little bit of a grrr in you.
Thanks so much for your call there, Luke. Keep your calls coming, 131-873. With any questions at all to support your health call right now, we'll get to those calls next. Plus, ways to keep our memories in good shape.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Support memory function in early Alzheimer's disease. Try Souvenaid from Chemist Warehouse. Backed by 20 years of research, the unique combination of nutrients is formulated to support the growth of brain connections. Try Souvenaid, available in delicious flavours in liquid and powder formats from Chemist Warehouse. Souvenaid is a food for special medical purposes. Use under medical supervision. Souvenaid does not cure or alleviate Alzheimer's disease. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Wagner at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
You are listening to The House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley. With me is Gerald Quigley and Luke Hines, and we are here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. 131-873 is the number. Give us a call with any questions that you might have to support your health, perhaps if you are concerned about your memory, because, Gerald, of course, memory loss is something that kind of weighs on our mind, pardon the pun. It is that thing where you think, you know, I can't remember. Oh, my gosh, I literally can't remember what I did yesterday, or where did I put my keys?
Why am I in this room? I just walked in here. What am I doing in here?
Or what is the name of that person I just spoke with? It can be quite concerning. So you're here to help us.
We've got to
with
get
our
things,
memory function.
Yes. Joe, we've got to get things in perspective, because whether we like it or not, we're in information overload in 2023. And as time goes on, that's going to get worse. Our brain can cope with a certain amount. And in theory, we get restful sleep where the old stuff gets shunted out. The new stuff maybe is implanted in your memory. And that's what we think happens memory-wise. However, there's more and more times now where people will randomly say, do you know, I think I'm losing my mind a little. I can't remember where I put what I was doing, the name of that person, as you mentioned. But that is absolutely normal. But it shows that as well as looking after heart health and joint health and emotional health, like we just spoke with Melanie, we've got to think about brain health as well.
I know a lot of people in my life will be listening to this now going, yes, please, what can we actually do about it though? What options are there to keep our memories at peak performance?
We can train our brain, and there are exercises that you can do, be it Sudoku or Wordle. You're a Wordle fan, aren't you, Jo?
I don't like Wordle because it makes me feel stupid.
Okay, all right. Then you enjoy...
Well, they put some triggering words there that I go, that is not a word.
But it's important to do something to challenge your brain. And
yes,
if you do something that you actually enjoy and you look forward to doing, that actually is feeding your brain with good signals, confident signals, because there's no doubt that if you are always challenging your brain, perhaps cleaning your teeth with the other side of your body, whatever, then it's worthwhile. But just as we talk about nutrients for heart health, we also should be considering nutrients for brain health.
So what are the medical supports that are there for memory function?
We talk, Alzheimer's is in the news all the time, dementia's in the news all the time, but what we're really looking here is cognitive impairment, a fancy phrase saying that as we get older, how do we keep our brain more engaged? There are certain nutrients we need. We need omega-3s, B-group vitamins, essential fatty acids, and there's certainly now formulation foods, medicinal foods, functional foods that are available, particularly to help brain signals work out. So it's information in, processed, rational information out, and that's the way our brain is believed to work, and we need to feed it.
How does it work, though, in support of the early stages of Alzheimer's?
Well, we're talking here about, so we get to a stage, so dementia is the phrase we use for that end product, which is Alzheimer's, which is an awful, for which we have no solution. And we recognise now that more and more and more, the GP, the pharmacist and others can get involved in reducing the risk of that mild cognitive decline. And that's what the evidence, particularly with a functional food that was trialled over 20 years, and it's been shown that one drink a day for 3 years reduces your risk of cognitive impairment by over 60%, which is phenomenal. It's not a drug. It's feeding the organ that needs the nutrients, which is your brain, as we do with our hearts and our joints. And it's an absolutely logical option that more and more GPs are now, where they used to say, look, you might have a memory problem, and when it becomes an issue, we'll talk about it then. Now they are encouraged to say, this is an option. You can go and buy this particular food and you can speak to your pharmacist about it. But certainly it's now being widely discussed.
And how is it ingested?
Well, there's a liquid and there's a powder.
Very simple.
One drink a day where you can mix the powder. Mm. I'm a drink fan.
Yes.
No, not in the way.
Yes, he is.
Not in the way.
Here first, ladies and gentlemen.
All I can say is yes.
Join my team.
All righty. 131-873 is our number. We will get to your calls next, plus the importance of early detection for kidney disease on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
If you're low on iron and your dietary intake is inadequate, you may feel fatigued. Try Wagner Professional Ferro Plus C. It helps with the prevention and treatment of medically diagnosed iron deficiency anemia. It's gentle on the stomach and contains vitamin C, which assists in the absorption of iron. Wagner Professional Ferro Plus C, available at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Telfast at your local Chemist Warehouse. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Well, chronic kidney disease affects more than 2 million Australians. That's one in every 10, yet it is a condition that many of us are unaware that we even have. So joining us on the line is Professor Karen Dwyer, the Clinical Director at Kidney Health Australia, to answer our questions. Hello there, Karen.
Hi, how are you going?
Well, I'm very well. Thank you for joining us. This notion of kidney disease being a silent killer is very scary. How many Australians do you believe are completely unaware that they have kidney disease?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, we have one in 10 people that have chronic kidney disease, but probably about 90% of those people are unaware. So that equates to about 1.8 million Australians who are walking around at the moment with signs or with evidence of kidney disease but are unaware.
Karen, that number is staggering to hear.
Yeah.
Tell me, though, once kidney disease has actually advanced, though, what are the symptoms then?
Yeah, so you make a good point. It's once kidney disease has advanced that symptoms arise. So this is the main reason that people are unaware, is that it's quite silent. And you can lose up to 90% of your kidney function and then symptoms might arise. And when those symptoms arise, it can be very non-specific. So things can develop quite gradually over time and people can start to feel more tired, lose their concentration. There might be some changes with fluid retention, they may lose their appetite. So as you can see, very non-specific kind of symptoms that can just sort of creep up on an individual. And what that really represents is the kidneys are not getting rid of the toxins that are which then build up and cause those symptoms.
I read an article recently, Karen, where they were saying that the microcirculation to supply kidneys is probably one of the things that we can really take a better look at. And it mentioned things like fruit, chocolate, which will annoy the anti-chocolate man here in my left, green tea as a way of supply, and turmeric, interestingly, which we can supply the microcirculation to keep our nitric oxide levels up, and it just helps the endothelium, helps everything within kidneys. Think, do we not talk about the preventative role in reducing the risk enough?
I think you're absolutely right. So essentially all long-term conditions, so whether we're talking about high blood pressure, chronic kidney disease, heart disease, and even diabetes, all these things are preventable. And that's where we do need to put our focus, because once these conditions are in place, the costs are enormous, and that's economic costs, but personal costs are absolutely enormous. Mm. So you're right. I think we really need to come back to the basics for all these long-term conditions. It's our lifestyle which has the biggest influence. And so this comes back to eating a diet that is low in ultra-processed foods and sugars, being active, getting enough sleep, not smoking. So all those things are so important for that microcirculation. And there is evidence that that is one of the first things that we find with kidney disease is some changes in that microcirculation, which is then causing high blood pressure, and then high blood pressure causes further kidney disease, and we get this very vicious cycle developing. So I fully agree with you. I think you're absolutely right. It's focusing on lifestyle. It's trying to protect very early on so that we don't have to live then with long-term health conditions, whether it be chronic kidney disease or one of the others.
Yeah. Karen, there's some stats from the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare that say that the number of Australians needing dialysis or a kidney transplant to survive has more than doubled between the year 2000 and 2020. So can you quickly tell us who is it most at risk and why is it on the rise?
Yeah, so you're right. We now have over 27,000 people that have some form of kidney replacement therapy, whether that be in the form of dialysis or living with a transplant, which is a huge number. And in the year 2000, it was only 11,000. So a significant increase. So the risks for kidney disease are really associated with the conditions that cause damage to the kidney. So that's mostly if we think about things like diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease. If you've been a smoker, that's certainly a risk factor for kidney disease. And we know that if you've had any episodes where what we call acute kidney injury, so that often can happen if you're in hospital with some other condition and that the kidneys can have a little bit of damage. They will recover, but it just leaves a scar. So that's a risk. If there's been a family history of kidney disease, that places you at risk for kidney disease yourself. And then we know that with an ageing population, just age itself can contribute, and we do recommend screening for kidney disease at particular age groups as well.
I do know that early detection is critical, and Kidney Health Australia has a very simple 2-minute online test to help there, Karen.
I did it before we came on air, Jo.
Yeah, so how are you looking?
I passed. It implies that because I'm over 60, I'm at risk, but it's just gentle enough to maybe prod you that when you have your blood tests, always ensure that you're, and they usually are, and it goes back to that same thing, particularly with blokes, get along to the GP, have a checkup, and we just don't do it, do we?
No, and we have to talk about it.
But so, Karen, you're encouraging everybody to head along and do this online test.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's as you say, it's a very quick online quiz at the Kidney Health Australia website. Mm. And it just takes you through a sequence of questions that you answer yes or no, your age, do you have diabetes, yes, no, as a smoker, yes, no, for example. And that at the end of that will calculate whether you're someone that would benefit from a kidney health check. And a kidney health check is incredibly easy.
It's a urine check, isn't it? Or a blood test as well, and urine?
Yeah, a blood test, a urine test, and a blood pressure check. So really easy, and it could make such a difference.
Amazing. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Karen. The website is kidney.org.au/kidney-risk-test. Do it today. Thanks, Karen.
My pleasure. Thanks so much.
Have a great day. Let's get to Loretta in Haberfield. Hi there, Loretta.
Good morning, Loretta.
Hi, guys. Just ringing for my husband.
Yes.
He used to power walk, and he's had two knee replacements, and he's got very bad shoulders.
Yes.
But he gets up very, very tired, very stiff of the morning, and he's very heavy. When he walks, his legs feel very heavy. And I was just wondering if you could prescribe something.
Look, I think it's probably time, Loretta, that he has his GP run a blood pressure check, because heavy legs usually are a sign of poor circulation in the lower legs. Magnesium's going to help. High magnesium foods, Heinze. All of magnesium is the great tension reliever, but it's time maybe. You'll have to drag him along with you, but put your fingers inside his ear and drag him along and make sure he, on the earlobe, make sure he goes for a check. And it, I think it would be just good to see there's no underlying.
But you know what's high in magnesium? Dark chocolate. No,
I love it. You said before you didn't.
Just have it at the start, you know, middle of the day, not at the end of the day.
Pre 2 p.m. That's all I'm asking.
That's all. Thanks so much for your call, Loretta. 131-873. Give us a call if you have a question. We'll get to those next, plus ways to avoid iron deficiency.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Support memory function in early Alzheimer's disease. Try Suvenade from Chemist Warehouse. Backed by 20 years of research, the unique combination of nutrients is formulated to support the growth of brain connections. Try Suvenade, available in delicious flavours in liquid and powder formats from Chemist Warehouse. Suvenade is a food for special medical purposes. Use under medical supervision. Suvenade does not cure or alleviate Alzheimer's disease. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Suvenade at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Well, Gerald, I'm so glad that you are here because we're going to be talking about iron deficiency, which I understand is in increasing numbers of Australians, particularly women.
Yeah, I'm staggered with, we mentioned blokes before, I'm staggered how many of my friends are now bypassing red meat and looking to chicken as a source, as a protein source. So, you know, that generally, now that means if you're not getting an intake of red meat, your iron levels may actually not be what they are. So we talk about the people at high risk, young girls, many of whom are vegetarians and vegans, people with heavy periods, but usually a lot of people also do not absorb iron as well as they usually do. So it can be a struggle, Heinzie.
Yeah, GQ, we talk about your friends turning to chicken for their iron sources. I'm all about variety in the diet, and we talk about that saying, eat the rainbow, and that's getting as many different coloured fruits and veggies, but also you should eat a variety of different protein sources. Now, I'm your food guy, so from a food perspective, if we're talking iron, we want things every week, like red meat, pork, poultry, seafood, beans, dark green leafy vegetables such as spinach, get that kale, saute that down, and things like dried fruit, one of my mum's favourites, raisins, apricots, they're the things you can focus on. But what about outside of that?
Well, outside of that, we've got to look at a gentle on the tummy iron supplement, usually with vitamin C, which enhances the absorption of the iron. And they are widely available, and you speak to your pharmacist about that. But if we're trying to address here usually fatigue. That's how most people feel that they probably need a little boost by feeling so tired, as the caller that we had, Luke, earlier this morning. We're perhaps I'd be fascinated to know what his iron levels are. And surprise, surprise, they'd probably be low. So don't necessarily just assume, because I'm tired, I need iron. But there's those group of symptoms, if you think I'm not really getting all that variety of food that you mentioned, my protein intake's a bit average, I'm probably looking for some sort of iron supplement.
And should we be adding anything to our iron supplement?
Well, that's what the vitamin C does. It settles down any risk of irritation to the tummy and it helps the absorption. So the better iron supplements have vitamin C added.
We often associate vitamin C with immune boosting, so it's really helpful at this time of year.
Absolutely. And iron is
it's a cofactor of that mineral.
Yes.
Always read the label and follow the directions for use. We've got time for one more call. Justin in Huntley's Cove, you've got an iron deficiency problem.
Yes, I do. Thanks very much for taking my call. I had gastric bypass surgery 2 years ago, and whilst it's been very successful, I do have to take a lot of supplements, and I'm worried about the long-term implications of the surgery, and if you know about it, any research that's been done on sort of, you know, 5-10 years after the procedure. Obviously, iron is something that I have to take as part of my daily routine, but just wondering what you can share with regards to iron deficiencies in gastric bypass patients.
The secret, Justin, is to ensure that you have regular testing of those important things. Iron, of course, is one. And with the regular testing, it will ensure that your quality of life is maintained for as long as you possibly can because you're having those regular tests.
Yes, all the best with that. Thank you so much to all of our callers. head along to houseofwellness.com.au if you have a question to the Ask tab. Houseofwellness.com.au, Gerald is there to answer those questions in good time. He's very dedicated to that.
He is.
And we'll be back with more House of Wellness after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
If you're low on iron and your dietary intake is inadequate, you may feel fatigued. Try Wagner Professional Ferro Plus C. It helps with the prevention and treatment of medically diagnosed iron deficiency anemia. It's gentle on the stomach and contains vitamin C, which assists in the absorption of iron. Wagner Professional Ferro Plus C, available at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Wagner at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Well, it has been a delightful hour to spend with you here on the House of Wellness. Of course, if you want more House of Wellness, you can head along to the TV show today on Channel 7 at midday.
My favourite animals, Joe, meerkats.
You remind me of a meerkat, the way you pop your head up into everyone's business.
Thank you.
Well, we did start the show talking about our love for animals and what they do for us. And yes, there's lots of animal talk on the TV show today. And you've got some a recipe for our doggies.
Yeah, so I'm going to show you how to make Sanchoy Bow Wow. It's a dog-friendly meal that you could actually share with your dog. You could get down in the bowl and get jiggy with it.
Did you invent that name?
I did. Yeah, I did.
Right. There's nothing you can't do without a pun.
And Zoe makes some little raw dog treats, which is a delight.
Oh, it is so lovely. Will you share those with Lenny, your grand dog?
He is like a vacuum cleaner when food comes around and just sweeps up everything.
Oh, it's just been lovely. What are you off to do today, Gerald?
I'm off to hopefully get 9 holes of golf on a short course, then watching a bit of footy, then going out for dinner tonight.
Oh,
at some
gosh.
Stage or other. Bit of time for me.
Yes,
well,
wow.
Try to say this quickly. Sassafras. Yes. That's
you're
where
heading,
I'll be.
Oh, how very
enjoy
nice.
It.
You're off hiking. It's
and
a lovely
enjoy your
day.
Footy,
whatever
Joe.
You are doing, we wish you a very beautiful day. Head along to houseofwellness.com.au and thanks as always to our friends at Chemist Warehouse.